A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says valley fever is increasing dramatically in the southwestern United States. FM89's Rebecca Plevin reports.
Cases of valley fever are climbing at stunning rates nationwide, and especially in California and Arizona. That's according to a new study released today by the CDC. It gathered and analyzed disease data from 1998 to 2011. The agency launched its analysis following the publication of the Reporting on Health Collaborative's Just One Breath series on valley fever. Valley Public Radio is a member of the partnership.
What's really interesting that we found was that the number of cases, and in fact the incidence of these cases, increased steadily throughout this time period and really accelerated over the last few years.
Dr. Benjamin Park is a medical officer for the CDC and an author of the report. He says more research is needed to understand why valley fever cases have increased dramatically nationwide, nearly 900% over 13 years. But, he said, the increase in cases highlights the need for greater awareness of the disease. That's especially true in valley fever hotspots. Of nearly 112,000 cases reported during the study period, 66% were in Arizona and 31% were in California.
This is an increasing problem in the southwestern U.S., especially in the states of California and Arizona. And physicians and patients, persons need to be aware of this disease, especially if you live in one of these areas or even if you've traveled to one of these areas.
Park says the CDC is working with other health departments in the Southwest to further study the disease. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.